Jerry Bader Show, 1022. You could call it the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid effect, I guess. John Cass in the Chicago Tribune has a column today. So look, we've turned evil into heroes. Vampires used to be something we were terrified of. Now they walk around on the screen without their shirt on. Bonnie and Clyde. It did start in the 60s during the counterculture. Bonnie and Clyde are heroes. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid are heroes. Dexter the serial killer is a hero, but I'll admit I love the show. Frank Underwood on the House of Cards has two homicides under his belt. Talking about the 12-year-olds and how they came to worship the Slender Man, we have come to worship evil, writes Cass. It's hard for me to really disagree with that. But I'll admit I enjoy the complexity of the characters. Also the Soviet agents and the Americans. But the Americans in season two have made it more clear they're not good people. Dan on the road. Dan, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, Jerry. I see the difference in all of that, and I agree with you. And when I was a kid, I'm printer 70, and we had our heroes were Gene Autry and Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers and Tom Mix, and they all had two things in common. One was they always caught the bad guy and put him in jail. The other was, even though they shot at the bad guys, I don't believe I ever remember any one of them killing anybody.
Well, and that, you know what, that's a good point. And here's all of the heroes you just mentioned. Thanks a lot for the call. When people look back at them now, what they criticize is they were perfect. The perfect hero was ridicule, and that's where we got the imperfect hero. And there's nothing wrong with the imperfect hero. That the protagonist, that the hero in a story can have feet of clay, that's not the worst thing. From there, though, it morphed into, well, there are no good guys anymore. There are just bad guys, and some bad guys you root for, and some you don't. That's where Dexter, and this is where I walked away from it, and then when I got Netflix and I could catch up, my daughter and I, once she turned 18, finished and watched it. Who were you supposed to root for? He worked for the Miami Police Department. That's how he always stayed a step ahead of them. I always rooted for Deb, and then it got weird when his sister found out who and what he was. Then it actually kind of went downhill because, and you know why, in my opinion, the last two seasons weren't very good? Because Deb didn't do the right thing. She protected Dexter. That's when I started almost feeling dirty watching it. I think Cass is onto something. He didn't take it as far as I am, but I think he's right. But I'm going to admit, I enjoy the complexity of these characters. Chuck on the road is trouble, but oh, Chuck on the road is gone. That's unfortunate because Jason told me Chuck was deeply disturbed that I enjoyed those shows. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360 was concerned for me. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I think, though, well, that's why I can't be judgmental here because I've watched these shows. I think Cass is talking about the supernatural beings that we used to consider evil, vampires and that sort of thing. I think while he's onto something important, I think he sells it and himself short by not pointing out that this is pretty much the trend in drama these days, to root for the villain. So why wouldn't these girls come to worship someone like that? Dave in Marshfield. Dave, go ahead.
A couple of things I wanted to weigh in on really quickly. Jerry, thank you for taking my call. The first time I ever saw this, the bad guy is good guy, was in actually one of my favorite all-time westerns, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
I remember an editorial at the time that lamented the fact that there really was no good guy in this movie. Eastwood was the hero, supposedly, but he was not a good guy. He was just the least of the evil guys. The other thing I wanted to mention is there is one series on that I enjoy that does have good guys versus bad guys in it. That's Criminal Minds.
But even that one shows the human frailties of the good guys, which there's nothing wrong with. There is nothing wrong with that. But that apparently ended up not being enough, and that's now where we've gone to the next step. Thanks a lot. Because, They have stumbled. Almost every major character in that show while I was still watching it has stumbled to some degree or another. Jason agrees. CSI was that way, too. I want to read Chris's subject line there before we get to Chuck. I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying those characters as long as you know the difference between real and fiction. Well, that's what I've told myself to rationalize enjoying them, but at some point, you know, these things, kids do see these things. As an adult, you can understand that, yeah, they're still a bad person, even though they're the protagonist. But why has drama, it's a bigger question here, though. Why has drama gone in that direction? Chuck on the road. Chuck, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
I'm concerned about your, really, about your morality. I mean, you, in one breath, you're saying these things are the reason for these bad things happening, and on the other hand, you're saying, I really enjoy these, and you're naming these shows off. You're not, you're watching too much television.
Well, actually, I do watch quite a bit, not nearly as much as I used to. Binge watching allows you to catch a lot of this. Well, but here's... Here's what I will say, Chuck. I think Chris has it right in terms of adults can understand that this is fiction. But what I am conceding is that, yeah, I have been caught up in something where for reason, and I have my theories on this, that dramatic fiction is moving in a direction where there are really no good guys. And you can say, yeah, well, you're part of it. My point is, it's, and I guess I sound like the moms who say that their young girls wear slutty clothes because that's all they're selling these days. And I've conceded that there is something to that argument. It's kind of the same thing here. That's what they're producing. So you're suggesting I should just stop watching fiction?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But there's much better fiction than what's on television right now.
Well,
I'll guarantee you that.
Well,
listen, the stuff on television, as I'm sure you're aware right now, is there for one reason only, and that's to get your attention and to keep it through all of the myriad of commercials that you have to suffer through while watching something. And they've succeeded. The more blood, the more gore, the more outlandish activities, it's got you, Gary, and it's got you right by your heart.
Well, you know, and that, okay, that's actually true of almost all media that you consume. Thanks a lot for the call. But no, I am conceding that I find, and here's my argument for this. Protagonists that in days gone by would have been the villain, like the Soviet agents in The Americans, that they are, the protagonist now is a complexity of character, which I find fascinating. And I can understand that serial killers are still evil and not to be rooted for, that Soviet agents were evil and not to be rooted for. But I think there is a hole in our culture, in our society, where people are consuming that to the degree they are. And I think kids can't handle it, and I think that's the real danger. And too many people let their kids see it. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.